Welcome to another Mental Wellness Moment with Dr. Nicholas Mitchell, Provincial Medical Director for Addiction and Mental Health with Alberta Health Services. Today, we talk to Dr. Mitchell about ADHD, Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, in adults. Thanks for joining us today, Dr. Mitchell. First off, more adults are being diagnosed with ADHD. Why is this occurring?
So when we think of ADHD from a medical perspective, we understand it as a developmental disorder. So it's something that is present in childhood. And oftentimes we see adults coming forward who maybe never had symptoms of ADHD recognized, because depending on your age, it might have been something that wasn't talked about generally or wasn't as well known. As well, sometimes ADHD can be labeled as other things. So for example, children who are more inattentive might be labeled as maybe just underachieving or having a learning disability, which later in life actually turns out to be ADHD.
Is ADHD different in adults than children?
When we think about the symptoms of ADHD in children versus in adults, there are some different patterns. Adults tend to be less on the hyperactive spectrum, but still maintain a lot of the inattentive symptoms. Problems with concentrating and focus are common in both groups, but you won't see some of the high energy behaviors that you'd see in children and adults, or they're less common. As well, in adults versus in children, oftentimes we see that adults have found ways of getting around some of their symptoms or managing some of their symptoms, or we see that the impact of untreated ADHD has resulted in them having other issues like depression or anxiety or higher rates of substance use.
What are signs that somebody has ADHD?
So the core of ADHD really falls into groups of hyperactive symptoms and groups of inattentive symptoms. And for adults, again, oftentimes we find that it's problems with focus and concentration that people come forward complaining of. Thinking back, they might have had those symptoms all the way back to childhood, but it may not have been recognized. If you think that that's something that you struggle with, it's important to get assessed, because there are other causes of concentration and focus problems in adults. There are some medical issues that need to be ruled out, and there are other mental health conditions that can present similarly. So talking with your health professionals is important if you're having those kinds of symptoms.
What is treatment for ADHD?
Treatment for ADHD is often done with medication. There are stimulant medications that work very well in adults, just as they do in children. And there are other behavioral strategies that adults can often put in place to help to manage some of their symptoms. So if you think that you have ADHD, if these symptoms are troublesome to you, getting that help from a health professional can help to minimize the impact on your life.
Thanks, Dr. Mitchell. You've been listening to a Mental Wellness Moment produced by Alberta Health Services. You can find mental health supports for yourself and others at ahs.ca/help in tough times. Thanks for listening.